Well, it's a good, you know, it's a good win for us yesterday. But you know, all three phases of our team contributed. It was a hard-fought game. Bills are tough. They have a physical football team, and you know, I was really proud of the way our players hung in there and you know battled them toe to toe all the way through for 60 minutes. And it's a quick turnaround for us. Fortunately, it was a pretty short flight back, so. We're able to, you know, move on to the Jets here quickly, and we need to do that. So today's kind of like a Thursday for us on a Sunday game, so got to really put our foot on the gas pedal here and open it up full throttle and really get into the Jets. We don't really have too much time to spend on the Buffalo game with, you know, players and staff and all that. We'll have to go back and get that in a little more detail. Later, but right now we just got to turn the page and get on the Jets. But they played very competitively against Denver. They really battled them all the way, had a chance, you know, at the end, got the ball back a couple times. Just weren't able to, you know, quite finish it, but thought they really, you know, hung in there and they played very competitively with, you know, we know it's a good football team in Denver, so. We'll get that same type of play from Thursday night.
Good morning, Bill. Given the importance of Jerod Mayo to the team, how do you start to fill the void to replace what he brings the team?
Well, it already happened, you know, yesterday. So I'm just going to have to, you know, get contributions from other guys and. Some at the linebacker position, some in other positions as well. We'll see how it all comes together. We'll keep our fingers crossed for him and see exactly, you know, what his situation is. But we have to be ready to move on without him. So we'll have to look to have multiple groups, multiple players to do some of the things that he did. I don't think there's no one. Who's going to, on this team, is going to do all that Jerod did. We're lucky to have him, let alone another guy that could do all that, too. So, it's come from a combination of guys somehow.
Just wondering, you guys play man-to-man coverage, as it appeared you did yesterday and last week, too. I'm wondering how that affects what the safeties do. If the safeties aren't one of those defensive players matched up with somebody on the other team, does it at all simplify what they have to do if their teammates are matched up?
Well, it depends on what their responsibility is on that play. A lot of times, you know, they have some type of responsibility, you know, to help on one side or towards a particular player or a particular part of the formation, depending on who they're kind of the best players are on the other team or the guys we think they might be going to in that situation. There's sometimes when they're free and don't have any responsibility other than to read the quarterback and you know, go to where the quarterback takes them. So it would really depend on the call. You know, if you're in a three-deep zone coverage and you're playing zone, the middle of the field safety and zones responsibilities are very, very similar to what they would be if you were playing man-to-man and he was in the middle of the field. And, of course, as you said, if he ends up being matched up on a man because of formation or the call or whatever, then and he's man-to-man just like the other guys are in that coverage. But There's some variance on that, depending on what you want to try to tell him to do. If you want to just tell him to read the quarterback and go to the ball, you could certainly do that. If you want to have him favor somebody so that defender knows that he's getting some extra help from that safety, then you could do that. But all that also means that if you're in man-to-man coverage and you're away from the guy that the safety's helping, then you basically have no help. So a number of different ways to do it, and there's probably a place for all of them. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
Okay. Sure.
So I'm just wondering how influential Mike Lombardi's opinion of Brian Timms was before you guys signed him and maybe helped lead you to that decision. I know Mike was in Cleveland while Brian was there.
Yeah, it definitely helped. It definitely helped. We didn't really know a lot about him, but we were kind of surprised that he was available, especially given Cleveland's receiver situation. They were, after that, a couple things happened up there, and training camp. Obviously, we knew about the 4 games that he would miss, but felt like that he'd give us a competitive player for us in camp, and he was all of that, and now he's on the roster, so it definitely helped us, helped lead us to him. And I'd say Tim's just really done a good job of, he's come in and worked really hard. I mean, he's one of the first guys here and last guys to leave, and he's really diligent about his work and preparation. And even in the time that he missed, as soon as that was over and he came back, I mean, he was, right here 6:30 in the morning, ready to watch film, work out, get back into it. It's kind of been like that since he returned a couple of weeks ago prior to the Cincinnati game. So he's been a real hardworking, diligent, do extra type of kid. That's been good to be around. Brings a lot of good energy to the team and to position and just his approach to the game. I got him up on the team.
And on that touchdown play in particular, Bill, I know there was some pretty tight coverage there on Brian when he made the catch, but I noticed Tom made a play action fake before throwing the ball, and I'm wondering how you saw that play action. I don't know, maybe open up a window at all but in that play. Did you notice how that action affected the play there?
Yeah, it was believe it or not, kind of the way we thought it might, the way we practiced it. They were in a quarters coverage, and we were in a balanced set. And so, from the quarterback's point of view, Edelman ran an over route from the right side, and the corner and the safety on the right side collapsed on him, which they really should do. There was no other receiver. The tight ends were run blocking, and they were part of the play action fake. Ridley checked through the line of scrimmage, so the two guys on the right were kind of tied up on Edelman's over route, and Graham was on the left, and he stepped up on the run fake, and Timms, I would say, got about even with him. Gilmore was playing outside, and Timms was able to climb and get on top of Graham, and Gilmore was to the outside of him. So even though the coverage looked tight, I mean, it was tight, I'm not saying that, but it was tight, but it kind of, I think the key for Tom was when Timms was able to get past Graham, and he definitely was able to get over the top of him, and he had Graham, he was behind Graham. So Tom just threw the ball up away from Gilmore, and Gilmore just, couldn't get over the top of Brian on the catch. I think the key really was the play action, just forcing Graham to step up a little bit so that Timms could get behind him. And then Tom just put the ball, away from Gilmore, and the ball was between Gilmore. Timms was between the ball and Gilmore. There's no way that Gilmore could get it. And it was over the top of Graham. You're right. It was pretty tight coverage, but once Brian got behind Graham, I think that was the key. And then Tom was just able to, to put it out there and let him go get it. And the backside was already, committed close enough to the over route by Edelman. McKelvin kind of broke on it late, but it was over top of him too. So, we thought we had some advantages, or not advantages, had some opportunities in the game to get the ball down the field, and it was you know, great to see us do that. You know, the interference call on the wheel route to Edelman. You know, without that call, I mean, that might have been a touchdown. It was going to be a close play when Williams came over and knocked Edelman down. Put the ball on the 1 yard line. We were able to get the ball down the field to, Homer's receivers, LaFell, Edelman, Rob, Timms. So it was, we felt like we were able to take advantage of some of those opportunities and between the pass protection, which on that particular play that you talked about there, the touchdown to Timms, the pass protection was really good. Everybody was kind of washed over to the right side. Tom, had a big lane to step up and deliver the ball. So it was a combination of good protection and good route running. And obviously, plays that were well designed by Josh and the offensive coaches and well executed and well thrown by Tom.
Bill, I was wondering what attracted you to sign Skinner after he went undrafted in May, and between the course of signing him to the practice squad and up till yesterday, what have you seen in his developments?
Well, Dante was a 3.5-year starter at Mississippi State, pretty good program. I guess we're all seeing a little bit more of that this year. He also played beside a guy who's going to be a real high draft choice this year too, so it's kind of hard not to notice them. A multi-year starter in a good program and a real good conference, with good production. He runs well, and he's got good size, and he's a pretty smart kid. So. And we thought that he would be able to, compete in training camp, as a young guy at this level with his intelligence and his overall physical skills. Unfortunately, he didn't see very much time on the field for quite a while, a lot in the spring and a lot in training camp and for a few days that he was out there, but it was pretty limited. We brought him back to the practice squad. I mean, the one thing he did do was try to really keep up with the installation and the information, both defensively and in the kicking game, even though he didn't have as much time on the field as say, most all of the other players did. He was in a difficult situation relative to the limited amount of practice time that he's had. But since he came back, on the practice squad and then eventually has kind of worked his way up to the roster. I think he's gotten a little bit better each week. I mean, he still is, a young player with basically no training camp, basically no OTAs, long way to go, but he's done some positive things and if he can, keep sustaining, a hard work ethic and stay on the field every day and, keep getting better. I think he'll have a chance to, have a decent career and certainly be able to continue to help us.
Thank you, Coach.
Great. Thanks a lot.